with a line removed that is structurally and in content just a prayer to the gods of daily life to ask the blessing that the body of another may lay warm in the bed beside you at night, and the rent be paid, and a meal on the table with the sheriff far away from the scene of the crime. Oh, what is jazz but the registration of the human personality in relation to the spiritual, stripped of literal meaning, but full of sound and portent, direct as the voice of the gods. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's called Homage to John Coltrane. Do you know John Coltrane? See, in America, they have pretty much erased John Coltrane. The second piece in that is called Consequences. The music moves inside myself. I mean, I feel saxophones inside my meat, a force inspiring that meat to sing pure electricity. Flashes, scream, move out from the wall of yourself. Out from there, now. Or you stay there. What you thought that man was screaming, that he wanted to get inside you. You again, like some stupid broken record. The music moves inside and stays there. A part of what you are, and not from, but the song of meat energy burning to come through you, in charge. And that energy makes its way, yes, shapes it, and is in charge. In, God damn it. In the meat and of it. Yes. Yes. Of us as a first term to know that we knew and would tell them with our eyes and our pumping feet. Would sit and stare at the bandstand or at each other and grin, or get up from the chair and walk smack into a pole after 45 minutes of Elvin Jones. John Coltrane was a hero beyond legend. I mean, he was right there in front of us, right there where we could see him and know forever the whole thing was real. Or sit for days, literally days, and play the records through our meat and dream of touching them the musicians as they walked off the stand and moved past us, smiling toward some secret place we would never go, and of them always for a simple nod as if we were really real. We needed them to speak to us of pure revolution, to put down their saxophones and spout pure poetry, or our lives weren't shit. We're gobs of dream splattered against the world. Oh, we were young and made of America. It made us what we were and are. And if we are lucky, we will live through it all. Yes, and the music will ring in our ears, and we will hear it, and it will bring us through. We will wake up singing of a world of our own, a world where they will love us, just as if and only if we are as real as they are. Thank you. I'm Mr. Johnson. Thanks, everybody.
Charles Manson's don't be this. We're still in the back.